Speaking to hundreds of U.S. Marines at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, on February 27th, President Obama outlined his plan to withdraw U.S. forces from Iraq. The former senator from Illinois, whose early opposition to the war helped him win the Democratic Party nomination last year, said he would remove most U.S. combat troops from Iraq by the end of August 2010, 3 months later than his campaign pledge. Disturbing to many in the nation's peace movement, Obama said he would leave 35,000 to 50,000 transitional American forces in Iraq until the end of 2011 to train and advise Iraqi security forces, hunt terrorist cells, and protect civilian and military personnel. However, some U.S. generals have stated that they believe U.S. forces should remain in Iraq past December 31, 2011, an extension that can be requested by the Iraqi government. While Obama's withdrawal plan won support from his presidential campaign rival, Republican John McCain, and some Democrats like Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, other congressional Democrats expressed doubts and anti-Iraq war leaders declared their firm opposition to the withdrawal plan. Between the Lines, Scott Harris spoke with Cindy Sheehan, who galvanized the national peace movement when in 2005 she camped out at George Bush's Crawford, Texas ranch, demanding a meeting to ask the president for what noble cause her son Casey, a U.S. Army specialist, had died while serving in Iraq. Sheehan explains why she believes President Obama is delaying a full withdrawal from Iraq and how his escalation of the war in Afghanistan should be a wake-up call to the American peace movement.
Well, first of all, it came as no surprise to me because that's what Barack Obama said during his campaign, that he would withdraw combat troops and leave a residual force in. We're never going to leave Iraq. It's just like South Korea, Germany, Japan, whatever. We're going to have, well, if we leave it up to the politicians in this country, we'll be there forever. And of course, I think it's a shame that many elements of the anti-war movement have stood down because Obama is president. And that shows me that some elements in the anti-war movement are more concerned with the Democratic Party than really bringing true peace. So this month, coming up on the 6th anniversary of the invasion of Iraq, there will be some protests on the 19th, Thursday the 19th, which is the actual date. And then after, Coalition is calling for a demonstration on the 21st in Washington, D.C., to march to the Pentagon, and also some scattered protests throughout the country. But what is even more worrisome to me, of course, is his keeping his promise of escalating and sending more troops to Afghanistan. And, of course, he's continued the cross-border bombings into Pakistan against the will of the Pakistani government, the Pakistani people. So it just really makes me wonder why Obama is continuing, if not escalating, George Bush's foreign policy in the Middle East.
What pressures do you think are being put on Barack Obama to deepen and extend the fight in Afghanistan, as well as delaying a full withdrawal from Iraq?
He all along has said that he's not against war, he's just against dumb wars. And so many members, like I said, of the peace movement are buying into that, that Iraq is a dumb war and Afghanistan is a good war. The USSR could not subdue Afghanistan with 500,000 troops in over a decade. What makes the United States think that the United States is going to be successful in this misadventure? Afghanistan has been the burial place of many empires, and unless we voluntarily reduce our forces and start using other kinds of more effective means to stabilize that region, it's not going to happen. And of course, our presidents, the people who occupy the Oval Office, no matter if they're Republican or Democrat, there's a lot of forces that come into play to keep our troops in hot zones and in wars and covert, overt misadventures all around the planet. And it comes down to a few things, profit the war machine, the military-industrial complex, which since President Dwight Eisenhower warned us about it back in the early 60s, that's been, five decades ago, and it's just increased its power and it's increased its influence all in our lives. Dwight Eisenhower, in the very next draft to his final draft on that speech, had up until then the military-industrial congressional complex, but he took it, the congressional part out. So I think it's just a bad synergy that is for profit, it's for power, it's for personal gain from certain people in this country. And I think very many times whoever's president has very little to do with making the decisions.
What would you suggest people who supported Barack Obama in this recent election do in terms of their own disappointment with the direction he's headed with regard to a very slow withdrawal from Iraq, and that could stretch on for many years, even after his presidency ends, and his escalation of the war in Afghanistan? What effective action do you think people can take at this moment?
What we need to do is make demands on our elected officials. That's why I ran against Nancy Pelosi. She took impeachment off the table. She funded, the war fully with no strings attached. She gave George Bush blank checks like she promised she wouldn't. And so I ran against her, and that's what we need to do. We have to stop thinking that our elected officials are, first of all, above the law, or second of all, represent themselves or lobbyists. So we have to make concerted efforts to do it electorally, but also to rejoin the anti-war movement or the peace movement, to have integrity within ourselves, to realize even if we support Obama, he's had to make a lot of compromises and a lot of sellout of his principles to be there. We don't have to sell out our principles. We don't have to compromise. We can be the ones that bring this country to where this country needs to be, because our elected officials aren't going to do it voluntarily.
That was Cindy Sheehan, co-founder of Gold Star Families for Peace. Listen to her weekly radio show at CindySheehanSoapbox.com. For more information on the March 21st protest commemorating the 6th anniversary of the U.S. invasion of Iraq, visit PentagonMarch.org.